Good morning, my name's Graham. I'm here to present almost two hours of music to entertain you until 11 o'clock. There'll be another national radio news at 10 o'clock. In the first half of today's program, I'll be playing recordings by people such as Johnny Ray, Joe Stafford, Robert Merrill and Bryn Terfeld, two renowned baritones, Cleo Lane and Anthony Warno, just to mention a few. The British singer Anne Shelton is a very successful singer in the 1940s and 50s. Friday was the anniversary of her birth in 1928. I'm going to play for you a most unusual, rare recording from the BBC radio archives, which explains and leads up to how she came to sing a duet with Bing Crosby in London in 1944.
Lovingly preserved at Broadcasting House in London are the BBC's visitors' books. In that autograph hunter's dream collection, there's Bing Crosby's signature, dated August 31st, 1944. Bing had arrived somewhere in wartime Britain, actually it was Greenock in Scotland, some 6 days earlier, and he was immediately recruited for various programmes for the Forces Network of the BBC. He was very happy to be reunited with an old friend, Major Glenn Miller, and to sing with his American Army Air Force Orchestra. He also appeared with their British counterparts, led by Regimental Sergeant Major George Mellacrino, and was invited to take part in the very popular Variety Bandbox series, the producer of which was Stephen Williams.
It was recorded on the 27th of August, 1944. That was right in the heart, in the middle of the doodlebug period, when the flying bombs were dropping all around the south part of England. And, of course, because of this, it was recorded and kept till the following week before transmission, because we didn't want people to hear the bangs of flying bombs coming over on a transmission which was directed towards overseas troops.
Variety Bandbox, like many other audience programmes during the war, came from the Queensbury All Services Club. Compere for the show was Britain's biggest radio star of the time, Tommy Handley, and the audience was not forewarned that Bing was on the bill.
Tommy did his act, and towards the end of it, he suddenly said, "Now, I've got a very pleasant surprise for you." And unfortunately, in the wings, you couldn't hear exactly what was being said, and Bing slightly anticipated his cue and came in then. And I have never seen the Queensbury All Services Club held about 4,000 people. The entire audience rose up, and they shouted and shouted and shouted. Nobody announced him. I mean, there he was. They all recognised him at once.
If that was an exciting surprise for the audience, you can imagine the almost deliriously happy state a very young lady was in at the thought of singing a duet with Bing. It was an unforgettable lifetime moment for Anne Shelton.
He was charming, he really was, and he said, "I'd like you to sing with me." Well, I mean, you know, this is just ridiculous. I wasn't even 16, I was coming up for my 16th birthday. And my knees, they felt like, what would you say, dough, bendable dough. And I remember one of the reviews that the press put, that I walked on with a face like pre-war white flour. And then he said, "You sing Easter Parade with me." We didn't rehearse at all. And we had a little gag. He said, "I'll do a little gag with you." And this was the gag. He said, "What sort of guy do you like?" And I said, "Oh, I like Charles Boyer." So I said, "When he looks into your eyes and he flutters those long eyelashes." And he said, "What do you want, love or air conditioning?" So they got a big laugh. And then he said, "He's a fair guy. He's coming along. But I bet you I can kiss you without touching you. I bet you two bob." So I said, "That you can kiss me without touching me." And I said, "All right, try." So he kissed me, you see. I said, "But you touch me." He said, "And there's your two bob." And I still have that 2 shillings in a little plastic case.
"And how about you and I taking a whack at a duet? You think we could handle it? I'll try it. I may want to louse you up, but I think we... All right?"
"For years I've been dreaming of this."
"Oh, get out. Go ahead, Jack. Lay it on us." "In your..." What's the key, Jack? "In your Easter bonnet, with all those frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade."
"I'll be all in clover,
Talk to me, talk to me.
You'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade.
On the avenue. Fifth Avenue, la da da dee da 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 ma ma ba.
The photographers
will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet.
Got it.
And of the world I'm taking to the Easter parade.
After that, Variety Bandbox was safely recorded.
Bing Crosby and Anne Shelton in London in 1944. Well, here's another Friday anniversary, birth anniversary. It's Billy May, the American band leader and songwriter.
Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love deep in the heart of Texas.
Mays Orchestra played the Jerome Kern composition, They Didn't Believe Me. And then Deep in the Heart of Texas, a recording by Perry Como with Ted Weems Orchestra. It was a hit in 1942 in Australia for Gene Autry and also for Bing Crosby. It was written by June Hershey and Don Swander. I spent a couple of hours last night, between 8 and 10, listening to Here It Comes Again, presented by Jeff Cox on 2MCEFM, and Jeff included a tribute, or the programme was a tribute, to Jo Stafford. Yesterday was the anniversary of her birth in 1917. One of the songs that Jeff didn't play last night, it was a hit for Jo Stafford in 1953, was this one, a composition of Hank Williams.
Jambalaya and the crawfish pie and the fillet gumbo, 'cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of mio. Pick guitar, fill flute jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the piro down the bio. Oh, my John, the sweetest one, me, oh, my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a fillet gumbo, 'cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of me, oh. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Tibby doe, fountain, oh, the place is buzzin'. Kinfolk come to see my John by the dozen. Dress in style and go hawk wild, me on my own. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, the crawfish pie, and the fillet gumbo, 'cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Settle down far from town, get me a beetle, and I'll catch all the fish in the bio. Swap my mum to buy my John what he need, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a fillet gumbo,
guitar, fill through jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya.
Hey, John.
Jambalaya.
Hey, John.
Jambalaya, sung by Joe Stafford. It's 22 minutes past nine. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe on your community radio station 2MCE FM, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, our broadcasting waves. And, of course, you can hear us on our website, 2MCE FM. And my program is available listener on demand sometime after it goes to air, of course. Now you can hear my Monday morning music program, Listener on Demand. It's divided into two parts, and if you miss my program, I can suggest that that's a way of catching up with it. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Richard Whiting, father of singer Margaret Whiting. He had a hand in writing the next two songs that you'll hear.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far, than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through our years, day by day, day.
not much to look at, nothing to see. Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, not worth a cent. She wouldn't holler, she'd live in a tent. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Though she'd love to work and slave for me every day, she'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Johnny Ray recorded Day by Day with Billy Taylor's quartet in 1958. She's Funny That Way was sung by the Melbourne singer Frank Rich. It was written by Richard Whiting and Neil Moray. Day by Day was not actually written by Richard Whiting. In this time of the year, in 1951, Paint Your Wagon opened on Broadway, a musical production for which the score was written by Lerner and Lowe. And I'm going to play a couple of songs from Paint Your Wagon, by both of them sung by wonderful American baritones.
That's right, play something. Let's hear something beside the wind blowing through them damn hills. Away out here they got a name, wind and rain and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like foam. The sun was always shining. But then one day I left my girl. I left her far behind me. And now I'm lost, so golden lost. Not even God can find me.
to guide me, Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me. Talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear, touch someone else's heart strings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, sipping brandy underneath the stars, reading poems in the candlelight to the strumming of guitars. I will tell you all the books I've read and the way I met the King of France. Then I'll send the servants off to bed, and I'll ask you for a dance. Suddenly my words reach someone else's ear, touch someone else's heart strings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them.
Two songs from Paint Your Wagon. Music by Frederick Lowe. Lyrics by Alan J. Lerner. Opened on Broadway in November of 1951. And it was made into a film, of course. I think the star of the film was Lee Marvin. I don't think the film was a great success. Rather different from Gigi. Lerner and Lowe also wrote the music for Gigi. Now, that was introduced to the public in a movie in 1958. Wonderful film. And when it was made a Broadway show in, some years later, of course, about 1973, I think, it didn't go over very well at all, apparently. But here's a selection of songs from Gigi.
We'll be right back.
Did you remember at least some of the songs from that selection from Gigi? They were performed by the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by John Williams. In November of 1926, a show called OK opened on Broadway. The music for the show was written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, and one of the most outstanding songs and scenes in the show was the star, Gertrude Lawrence, singing this song to a rag doll. Gertrude Lawrence sang Someone to Watch Over Me just as she sang it to the audience on Broadway in 1926.
My heart is broken, but what can I? Such pride inside me has woken. I'll try my best not to cry by and by when the final farewells must be spoken. I'll join the Legion, that's what I'll do. And in some far distant region where human hearts are staunch and true, I shall start my life anew. Goodbye, it's time I sought for foreign clime, where I may find their hearts more kind than I leave behind. And so I go to fight a savage foe, although I know I'll be sometimes missed by the girls I've kissed. In some Abyssinian French dominion I shall do my bit and fall for the flag if I must. The desert sands are nice and handy, I'll be full of grit. You won't see my hail for the dark. I'll do or die, you know the reason why. When gold of bully foes last stand for the fatherland.
Mm-hmm. I'm Abyssinian, French Dominion, I shall do my bit. I'm called for the flag if I must. Where the desert sands and ice are handy, I'll be full of grit. You won't see my heels for the dark. I'll do what I, you know the reason why. When a bully, a bold lass, stand for the fatherland. Goodbye, goodbye. I wish you all a last goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. I'll wish you all a last goodbye.
In November 1931, London audiences were able to hear Goodbye sung in the White Horse Inn. That recording was made in 1970 by the Australian tenor Donald Smith. Here's a recording of a song which Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote for a show called Music in the Air in New York in 1932.
I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, I guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you?
Jerome Kern's I've Told Every Little Star was sung by Bing Crosby.
Thank you.
Michel Legrand's composition, Oscar-winning composition, The Windmills of Your Mind, from 1968, was played by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. Just about time for the National Radio News. I'll be back with more music after the news, and at about 10:30, I'll introduce you to this week's singer of renown.